News Talk and Tar Heel Station.
Measles on the march.
This is a highly contagious disease. There are likely to be more cases.
California cloudburst.
We could see as much as 10 inches of rain.
A child's call to 911.
They both whine. They just whine.
Okay, let's stop whining. Okay, let's stop whining.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New cases outside Chicago and possible ones in two states are adding to the concern about the measles outbreak. We're live with CBS's Barry Bagnato.
A one-year-old in New Jersey and Ohio high school student, both are being examined, and if they have the measles, the illness will be in 16 states. CBS News correspondent Dean Reynolds is at the suburban Chicago Child Care Center, where there are two confirmed cases among infants, three others suspected, and up to 10 more possible.
All of its unvaccinated employees and children have been asked to stay home for the next 3 weeks.
In the vaccination debate, Pam Raspberry of Houston pleads with parents to protect their kids. Her son was hit when he was too young for the shots.
Ryan was very, very sick. With the measles and the fever, he lost his hearing.
Lawmakers in Washington State and California proposed strengthening vaccination requirements. In Colorado, Republican Senator Tim Neville is pushing a parent's bill of rights.
We've had vaccines for many things. The problem is it should be up to the parents.
So far, 150 cases have been diagnosed nationwide. Steve?
Well, China has emerged as a primary suspect in the data breach that hit this country's number two health insurer, Anthem, affecting up to 80 million people. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Sources tell CBS News that this attack involved custom malware, which has been used in state-sponsored attacks. Cybercriminals are going where the money is. Security analysts say the street value of a health record is 20 to 40 times higher than that of a credit card.
Now, Anthem says it's yet to find any evidence medical records were compromised. It admits access was gained to names, birth dates, emails, social security numbers, incomes, and street addresses. Now to Northern California. There are fears there of flooding and mudslides as a powerful rainstorm is due to roll through. Sandbags are being filled up in many places. CBS's Carter Evans is in Healdsburg, California.
This system is expected to drop a tremendous amount of rain in the mountain areas, up to 10 inches. All of that flows down into rivers, and the Russian River runs right through wine country here. That river is expected to rise 20 feet in the next 36 hours.
Rain and high winds will also batter parts of eastern Oregon and Washington state. The Northeast is shivering with below-zero wind chills and more snow in the forecast. Federal investigators have a clearer picture of what happened the night a commuter train north of New York City slammed into an SUV on the tracks. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt.
The accident vehicle slowly moved onto the crossing and stopped. And as it was stopped, the gate lowered, striking the accident vehicle on the back corner of the vehicle. The SUV driver exited her car and walked to the gate. She touched the gate. The accident driver then entered her vehicle and sat there for a moment. And the accident driver suddenly pulled forward. And as she did so, the train struck the car.
Six people were killed in the crash when the first car caught fire. A funeral will be held today for the SUV driver, Ellen Brody. Her rabbi, Benji Silverman, says her family and friends are distraught.
It's very difficult to watch the three girls who adored their mother so much, to watch what they're going through right now. And Ellen is a very close family.
The investigators say the crossing gates did work properly and the train was going below the speed limit. Overseas, officials in Taiwan say both engines lost power before that TransAsia plane crashed Wednesday into a shallow river shortly after takeoff. CBS's Shannon Van Sant in Beijing.
After the right engine failed, pilots reduced acceleration to the left engine and then attempted and failed to restart it. Rescuers say the plane's pilot was still clutching the joystick when his body was found.
35 are confirmed dead. 8 bodies have yet to be located. 15 people survived. 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, schools all across North Carolina receive letter grades from the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction on Thursday. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools and Verizon are teaming up now in an effort to bridge the achievement gap. And the Orange County Sheriff's Department is looking for Linwood Fred Clay after he fled from court personnel as they attempted to take him into custody just before noon yesterday. He is considered to be armed and dangerous. Those stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports,
The Carolina women fell to Syracuse last night on the road, 61-56. Tar Heel men have a big game coming up tomorrow. And tonight is a good night for high school basketball. And
Roy Williams is not among the 20 highest-paid college basketball coaches? Don't believe it.
That's this morning at our Chamsky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM at 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
19 degrees in Chapel Hill. Yeah, it's cold. 18 degrees in Carrboro this morning. 8:05 WCHL. Mostly sunshine today. High today about 45 degrees. Tonight cold again, not quite as cold. On Saturday we'll be in the middle 50s, and on Sunday the middle 60s. So some strange weather coming over the next couple of days. Schools all across North Carolina got their letter grades from the Department of Public Instruction on Thursday. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details on how local schools measured up.
Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, as a whole, outperformed their counterparts across the state under the new guidelines gauging school performance. The new standards, pushed for by the General Assembly, weighted 80% of a school's grade based on their achievement score in the form of end-of-year testing and 20% on student growth. Chapel Hill Carrboro School Superintendent Thomas Porcella says he'd like to see the weight of the score adjusted.
The one detriment of the grading system is that it's 80% focused on strictly test scores. The Superintendent's Association and I believe our school board and what we're looking for in Chapel Hill is to have a higher percentage of the grade to include student growth.
The term growth here refers to student development over the course of an academic year. Porcella says he believes momentum is building for adjustments to be made to the grading scale.
In the first year of anything, it's always a little bit more difficult. The more they can include a variety of variables besides just a test score, it'll give you, a truer picture of how schools are doing.
Wake County Democratic Senator Josh Stein filed a bill on Wednesday to alter the evaluation of a school's performance. Under the newly proposed legislation, growth would account for 60% of a school's grade. Achievement would make up the remaining 40%. Porcella adds, it's important to help disadvantaged students be on level ground with their peers in a learning environment.
It's only equitable to have the same opportunities for all kids, especially with technology. They can check online at home for their assignments, and many teachers have blogs and share information and provide information online.
To help bridge that technology gap, Chapel Hill Carrboro Schools have teamed with Verizon to offer laptops and internet service to some of those students who do not have access to technology at home. You can see the full breakdown of Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools' performance at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Carrboro System and Verizon are teaming up in an effort to bridge the achievement gap. And certainly a lofty goal. WCHL's Blake Hodge has the story.
120 students throughout the four high schools in the Chapel Hill Carrboro School District will receive a Google Chromebook laptop. To open up access to the Internet with that device, the students will also receive a MiFi jetpack from Verizon that will work as a mobile hotspot for Internet service over Verizon's 4G LTE network. School Superintendent Dr. Tom Porcella says that to be able to find a solution, the school system first had to recognize that there was a problem.
One gap that became apparent was the fast-growing technology gap. We had become a school district with two distinct groups of children, those who are digitally connected and those who are not.
So to bridge that gap, the school system is partnered with Verizon through the school's Community Connection Program. Darren Bell is the coordinator of that program, and he says this will allow the students to have access to their learning materials at any time.
We are actually tearing down the physical walls that are the schools. Through the usage of our technology, students can now access their digital learning environment 24/7 and access communications with teachers and also other resources all the time.
Chapel Hill High School Assistant Principal Al Donaldson says that it is important that the student assistance does not end simply by providing the technology.
Check-ins with the student and check-ins with the family in terms of how often they're using the materials, what kinds of roadblocks students are running into in terms of how they use the technology.
Sarahi Gamboa Ramirez is a senior at Chapel Hill High School and is also taking classes at Durham Tech. She is doing all of this work with help from the Community Connection Program.
Not only have I been able to finish assignments from my high school classes, but also from my college classes, since most of the work is online. Last year, I finished medical terminology with a 92 and a 93%. I recently finished my nurse assistant class and finished it with a 94.4%.
Program coordinator Darren Bell says that the rollout of the second phase of this pilot program is underway to those 120 high school students. He adds that at the end of next year, they hope to expand the program to middle schools and eventually to elementary schools in the system. The cost incurred for the current rollout is an estimated $80,000. Bell says that number will double as the expansions continue, and that funding is coming from the local and state levels. Superintendent Vercellis says that these measures will help level the playing field for all of the students in the Chapel Hill Carborough school system. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHF.
As everybody knows, all schools struggling with money these days. North Carolina Statewide School Board is approving the first online schools run by for-profit companies and with the flexibility that goes with being charter schools. The State Board of Education voted yesterday to allow online education giants K-12 Inc. and Connections Education to run schools scheduled to open this August. State lawmakers last summer agreed to a four-year experiment with two virtual charter schools, which would be the responsibility of nonprofit boards, but run by the companies. Virtual public schools depend heavily on adults helping students with online learning. A proposal directing the operators to provide learning coaches if parents aren't able to supervise students was dropped under pressure from Republican school board members and lawmakers. The companies have to provide computers and internet access to families that can't afford them. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School System is seeking funds from Orange County every year, this is a regular thing, to pay for costly repairs and maintenance, and the Orange County school system finds itself in the same situation. A lot of old buildings that need repairs and sometimes even replacements. At last night's school board meeting for the city schools, officials talked about making difficult choices with finite funds coming from the county. Here's Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze.
We know we are pushing back critical needs each year, and we're pushing it further and further. You guys remember we had the heat issue at Estes Hills. We pushed off replacing the boiler almost 10 years in our plan. I mean, that's a critical need, and it came back and bit us, and we had problems last year.
At that meeting last night, the board approved a capital investment plan that lists major projects estimated at $15.9 million over the next 5 years, $20.4 million including school funds from a county 1/4 cent sales tax. These costs align with the county's projected funds for the school district, but the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools District may not get all the money at once. Here's School Facilities Director William Mullen, who says it's been tough lately.
We've had a terrible last 6 to 7 years. The capital plan has taken huge hits, and you'll remember that over those last decade, we've had three schools and mobile classrooms and additions, and we grow, and our capital plan is being badly, badly hurt.
The Orange County Commissioners will divide 2015-16 funds between the Orange County Schools and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. That'll happen in the summer. Among other projects in 2015-16, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools officials want a cooling tower replacement, light fixture replacements, and classroom upgrades. City school board members also hope commissioners will put a $125 million bond in the ballot in 2016 to pay for additional expenses. The proposed bond would be the largest in Orange County history and would add an estimated 4.67 cents onto the property tax rate. Here is board member Michelle Brownstein talking about that proposed bond.
We're making some choices right now on what our priorities are based on the expectation that this is going to happen.
The district would like the extra funds to help pay for new buildings and school expansions to meet increases in student enrollment at an estimated cost of $214 million over 10 years. The funds would also help pay the estimated $91 million in other maintenance costs over the next 10 years. WCHL News Time, 8:14. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Orange County. Here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Northbound 15501, still seeing some crowded conditions as you make your way towards Fordham Boulevard. 40 eastbound, still seeing some slowdowns as well if you're heading towards RTP this morning between 54 and Fayetteville Road. Durham Freeway has some crowded lanes and segments as well as you travel between downtown Durham and I-40. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
One of the advantages of doing this morning show is the fact that we don't have to be out there in that traffic.
That's a great advantage, I have to say.
It really is. Of course, Friday afternoon, we always have just, it's always a bear, so much traffic on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, it sure is. Not fun.
Not looking forward to that. Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Talk to you again in just a few minutes. Orange County's Agricultural Summit is being put on for the 17th year, coming soon. On the 16th of the month, that's 5 days away from, no, it's not 5 days away, it's 11 days away. No, it's 10 days away, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. I'm not a math major. To register, visit orangecountync.gov. All right, time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. And it's brought to you by Glass Half Full. It is 19 degrees. It's going to start to warm up here soon, but still 19 this morning. Mostly sunshine, high today about 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, not as cold with low 25. On Saturday, sunny and a high in the middle 50s. It'll get a little windy on Saturday afternoon. Saturday night clear with a low of 35. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high, believe it or not, in the middle 60s. Like the sound of that. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Great restaurant. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
The Orange County Sheriff's Department is looking for Linwood Fred Clay after he fled from court personnel as they attempted to take him into custody just before noon yesterday. Clay is wanted on outstanding warrants out of Durham. Clay is 26 years old. He's been described as a black male, 6 feet 1 inch tall, about 180 pounds, with numerous tattoos, and he also is a registered sex offender. Clay fled from court personnel toward his vehicle, described as a gold four-door car with large chrome rims. Officials believe he may be in Durham or perhaps Carborough. Clay reportedly has an extensive criminal history for violent felonies, including kidnapping and assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. Law enforcement says he should be considered armed and dangerous. If anyone has information regarding the whereabouts of Linwood Fred Clay, please contact the Orange County Sheriff's Department. We have a photograph of Clay on our website, chapelboro.com. In news around town this morning, head to the Arts Center in Carborough today and catch a seminal bluegrass band, The Seldom Seen, still playing after a 42-year run. The show starts at 8 o'clock tonight. For ticket information, head online and visit artscenterlive.org. General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, will be speaking on the UNC campus today. It's a free event open to the public, sponsored by UNC's Curriculum in Peace, War, and Defense, along with the Triangle Institute for Security Studies. Dempsey is the nation's highest-ranking military officer with a 40-year career in the United States Army. He also holds a master's degree in English from Duke. His talk begins at 5:30 p.m. in room 100 of the Genome Sciences Building. And also today, UNC's Wilson Library is hosting a free concert by Don Flemons, formerly of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, in conjunction with a talk about a new book on country music pioneer Ralph Peer. This book is by award-winning country music journalist Barry Mazor. He'll be speaking about the book at 6 p.m. today, with the concert to follow at 7:30. It's free. It's open to everybody, beginning with the reception at 5:30, sponsored by UNC's Southern Folklife Collection. Ralph Peer was a music scout and record producer. Back in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, he helped shape and popularize American country and roots music in the first half of the 20th century. You can get this story and all our news around town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Unfortunately, the Carolina women's basketball team lost last night on the road at Syracuse. Tar Heels just couldn't keep up with number 25 Syracuse in the Carrier Dome. 61-56, the final score. Carolina is now 18-5 overall with a 5-4 ACC record. Sophomore Stephanie Vavunga got her ninth double-double of the season, 14 points and 13 rebounds last night. Alicia Gray also contributed 12. Jessica Washington scored 10 coming off the bench. But again, Carolina lost 61-56. UNC has another road game at Virginia Tech coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock. The number 12-ranked North Carolina men are 17-6 overall, 7-3 in the ACC. They've lost two games in a row. Saturday afternoon, they hope to switch that back into the win column. They will play at Chestnut Hill, taking on a struggling Boston College team. WCHL's Matt Oakes previews tomorrow's game.
UNC head coach Roy Williams has been asking for more practice time for the Tar Heels. Well, he's had it this week, and there's been a lot to go over. For starters, Coach Williams says the big guys inside have to man up.
We gave in a couple of times, and you can't just let guys go in and lay the ball up and have a big guy standing there looking at it. You've got to get involved.
What has caught the ire more than anything for Coach Williams this season has been the lack of success in the defensive rebounding department. As good as UNC has been at times on the offensive boards, it's been just as bad when the other team has the ball. Coach Williams says he's ticked off.
They had two offensive rebounds for baskets and that, and I am getting so sick of that. I mean, you guys have been, or some of you have been right here a long time, for 12 years, 27 years as a head coach. I've talked about rebounding more than anything. Maybe that's because I wasn't a great rebounder, but we got to do a better job of boxing out.
Carolina's opponent Saturday has found it hard to get its offense rolling in the tough ACC slate, but a decent defense has allowed the Eagles to hang around in a few games. The Tar Heels will keep their eyes on capable junior guard Olivier Hanlon, who's averaging 17 points per game for BC and can knock down shots from anywhere on the floor. On the other side, the Eagles will be concentrating their efforts on junior guard Marcus Page, who will be hoping the last few days free from competition will do wonders for his nagging foot injury. Page says the sense of urgency phrase Coach Williams continually harps on is completely on point. After all, his Tar Heels still haven't made playing with it a habit.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's tired of having to talk to us about it. You know, it wouldn't be a problem if we had it, you know, if we implemented that into what we do every day, every possession, you know, every practice. You know, the habits get built over time. You can't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to go hard every possession and go crazy and this and that. You have to develop that mentality and that attitude. And, you know, it's something some of our guys need to understand a little bit better.
Losing yourself in the moment is another popular tag around the UNC locker room. Page knows well what that's supposed to look like.
Losing yourself in the game, that's another one people talk about, where everything, all the external stuff goes out the window. You focus on the here and now. You're diving on the floor. You know, we talked about it a lot with James Michael last year when he changed the attitude of our team by playing harder than everyone else. So it's something he's preached. And, you know, you go in our locker room, it's written on the board. It's up on posters and stuff.
You know, Marcus Page, when the UNC offense isn't flowing quite the way it should be, there's a heavy burden that gets placed on Page's shoulders. But, you know, the other team knows that, so that makes it tough. 822 at WCHL. Brian Barber of SBNation.com, Tar Heel blogger, is with us now. And, Brian, it seems like every game or after every game we're hearing Coach Williams complaining about how his team isn't tough enough, how they're not playing with enough intensity. What's your take on all that?
Well, I think it's important to remember that they're really beat up right now. I mean, this is a team that has multiple injuries across the board, and they were playing for the third time this season on Monday night. They were playing a Saturday, Monday, back-to-back, and they played two ranked teams in a row, won the games with the overtime on the road. So I think this, to some extent, I know that this has been a consistent, the consistency has been a consistent problem, but it's, you know, in some respects, Monday night, it felt like they were just out of gas. Second half, and the combination of that and Virginia is the basketball equivalent of Georgia Tech football. They strangle the life out of you with a slower tempo, with a stifling defense. And I just think there was a point where, you know, Carolina got frustrated. They got impatient in the offense, and I think, you know, or even said they gave in, and I think there was an element of that where they were so frustrated they just didn't know what to do anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, Virginia's all about winning ugly, and they make everybody look ugly, and that's no slap at Tony Bennett. He's done an amazing job with that program. The Tar Heels hopefully will get everybody healthy here soon and be back to normal, I hope. But how do you see the rest of the stretch of the ACC season as we come down at about the halfway point here?
You know, their schedule is not as daunting as it probably was in the first half. They have to play Duke twice, but they get one of those Chapel Hill. And then the rest of the games are games that they, you know, if you look at the Ken Pomeroy statistics, Ken Pomeroy has them as the favorite to win all of the games except the one in Durham. What's going to be an issue of now is they just need to simply take care of this and these teams are capable of beating. And now that gets back to the intensity and sense of urgency, because if you don't bring it, if you don't go out there and bring it at Boston College tomorrow and at Pittsburgh next Saturday, then you're going to find yourself on the losing side because someone on the other team's going to get hot, and we all know that every opposing team, especially teams that are looking for a big win, always bring their best effort against Carolina.
Brian, take 30 seconds here, if you would, and tell our listeners about your Tar Heel blog.
My blog is just something I started 9 years ago. Just got a web host and started writing, and thanks to my readers and thanks to some of the attention I was getting from the local media who respected the work I was doing, I was able to. It grew, and a couple of years ago, SB Nation, which is a media organization that has several blogs for college and pros, decided to bring me into their fold, and it's just grown from there. We basically, we're kind of a fan blog, but we try to be a very reasonable fan blog. We try to be, people who are intellectually honest and who give you solid criticism, but not given to overreaction.
Okay, you can get that at SBNation.com. And, Brian, if folks want to follow you on Twitter, what's your handle?
The handle is Tar Heel Blog, and the URL to get to my blog directly is tarheelblog.com.
All right, thanks very much. Brian Barber, we appreciate you being with us.
All right, thank you very much.
And it's 826 at WCHL. One note about high school basketball. There's a week to go in the regular season in high school boys basketball. One way to describe the chase for first place in the Big 8 Conference, chaos. Three teams are within two games of first place Cardinal Gibbons. Tonight, there's a showdown for first place when Gibbons hosts second place Southern Durham. Orange is tied with Southern for second at 8-3, one game behind the Crusaders. Tonight, Orange travels to Pittsburgh to face Northwood in a game that can be heard right here on WCHL starting at 7 o'clock. Orange guard Jawad Chambers scored his 1,000th point last week. His coach, Greg Motley, says Chambers' leadership has been vital to the Panthers' success, even though most teams try to play zone against him.
He's real physical and stuff, so we try to get him established. And in the zone, it's a little tough to get the guys on the inside of the ball, but he worked hard and got the ball in and did some good stuff with him.
Northwood started 1-5 in conference play, but has beaten Chapel Hill and Oxford Webb in the last couple of weeks. Chargers coach Alex Hart says his team is growing.
I think for us, in the short term, it feels really good. For us, it's all about process. And I think sometimes, especially when you're trying to build, if you worry about the result, then you're going to get yourself into trouble as far as what you're looking at. There's been good moments. There's been bad moments this year.
Also tonight, Cedar Ridge travels to Oxford Webb. WCHL's coverage of high school basketball begins at 6:30 with Above the Rim with Matt and Adam. At 7 o'clock, we will go live to Pittsburgh for Orange versus Northwood with Adam and Jeff Hamlin. It's 8:28. I'm Ron Stutz. Now all brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Roy Williams is not among the 20 highest paid college basketball coaches? Don't believe it. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Worthly.com, a website that tracks the incomes of America's rich and famous, published its list of the 20 highest paid college basketball coaches, and a few things jumped off the screen and punched me in the nose. Mainly, it says Roy Williams, who has won 2 national championships and been to 7 Final Fours, is not in the top 20, according to Worthly. I have to believe that Worthly is worthless on that point. But listen to their list. The private school baron, Mike Krzyzewski, is number 1, making $9.68 million a year. That's $4 million more than number 2 Rick Pitino, who just beat UNC for the first time ever last Saturday. Patino supposedly makes $5.75 million. Cross-state rival John Calipari earns $5.51 million, and his top-ranked Kentucky Wildcats also beat old Roy in the heels this season. Number four is Bill Self at Kansas, from whence Williams came, and according to Worthley, makes $4.96 million after winning that 2008 NCAA title he never should have won because Calipari's then-team Memphis didn't foul the Jayhawks with a three-point lead in the closing seconds. If Self's income is true, maybe Roy's thinking he should have stayed in Lawrence. Florida's Billy Donovan at $3.9 million, Michigan State's Tom Izzo at $3.89, UCLA Steve Alford at $3.47, and Ohio State's Thad Matta at $3.28 million all have something else in common besides going over the $3 million mark. Donovan, Alford, and Matta also lost to Williams in Carolina this season, and Izzo has never beaten old Roy in, what, seven tries? Then comes 37-year-old Josh Pastner, who succeeded Calipari at Memphis and hasn't won diddly squat yet, and still makes $2.65 million in the Worthley calculations. Rick Barnes, who left Clemson for Texas, makes $2.55 million. Then comes three ACC coaches, and you will love this. Pitt's Jamie Dixon, who Carolina faces a week from Saturday, is number 15 at $2.44 million. Number 17 at $2.29 million is Virginia's Tony Bennett, who probably deserves more based on his last two seasons. And finally, Mark freaking Gottfried is listed at number 20 at $2 million. I did some snooping and learned Williams keeps his total earnings hidden, but that his income is closer to $3 million than Gottfried's two, but still less than Alford, Donovan, Izzo, and Matta, against whom old Roy is like 13-0. Go figure. This is our chance. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports, sponsored by Geico.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with Geico, it can give you goosebumps. But why do we get goosebumps? How did the human brain decide that mimicking the skin of a freshly plucked bird was an appropriate response to excitement? Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching to Geico, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that gives me goosebumps.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you a physician assistant in the area who is looking to join an academy of peers? If so, let the North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants work for you. Not only does being a part of the NCAPA connect you to fellow PAs in North Carolina, it also provides opportunities to have a voice on legislation that impacts your right to practice medicine. The Academy offers multiple occasions to meet peers and holds two annual CME conferences. Let the NCAPA help you so you can continue helping others. Visit ncapa.org today.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
A first-class evening in secondhand glam. Hi, this is Barbara Jessie Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop. Join us at this year's Birthday Bash fundraiser on Saturday, February 28th at the Hampton Inn & Suites in downtown Carrboro. Put on your best pieces of secondhand glam for what is guaranteed to be a first-class evening in honor of PTA Thrift Shop's 63rd birthday. Enjoy live music, a silent auction, and samplings from 300 East Main's newest restaurants from 7 to 10 p.m. Tickets available now at ptathriftshop.org.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Grendel's. It is cold this morning. It's up to 20 degrees now. It's warmed up a couple. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the middle 40s. Tonight partly cloudy and our low of 25. Tomorrow a little bit warmer, sunny, with the highs in the middle 50s. We will get some breeze tomorrow afternoon. And tomorrow night, cold, clear, with a low in the middle 30s. And Sunday, go figure, high in the middle 60s, with a lot of sunshine coming on Sunday, so get ready for that. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza. They're on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to Ron Stubbs.
834 WCHL, good morning. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools and Verizon are teaming up now in an effort to bridge the achievement gap. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the story.
120 students throughout the four high schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough School District will receive a Google Chromebook laptop. To open up access to the Internet with that device, the students will also receive a MiFi jetpack from Verizon that will work as a mobile hotspot for Internet service over Verizon's 4G LTE network. School Superintendent Dr. Tom Frisella says that to be able to find a solution, the school system first had to recognize that there was a problem.
One gap that became apparent was the fast-growing technology gap. We had become a school district with two distinct groups of children, those who are digitally connected and those who are not.
So to bridge that gap, the school system has partnered with Verizon through the school's Community Connection Program. Darren Bell is the coordinator of that program, and he says this will allow the students to have access to their learning materials at any time.
We are actually tearing down the physical walls that are the schools. Through the usage of our technology, students can now access their digital learning environment 24/7 and access communications with teachers and also other resources all the time.
Chapel Hill High School Assistant Principal Al Donaldson says that it is important that the student assistance does not end simply by providing the technology.
Check-ins with the student and check-ins with the family in terms of how often they're using the materials, what kinds of roadblocks students are running into in terms of how they use the technology.
Sarahi Gamboa Ramirez is a senior at Chapel Hill High School and is also taking classes at Durham Tech. She is doing all of this work with help from the Community Connection Program.
Not only have I been able to finish assignments from my high school classes, but also from my college classes, since most of the work is online. Last year, I finished medical terminology with a 92 and a 93%. I recently finished my nurse assistant class and finished it with a 94.4%.
Program coordinator Darren Bell says that the rollout of the second phase of this pilot program is underway to those 120 high school students. He adds that at the end of next year, they hope to expand the program to middle schools and eventually to elementary schools in the system. The cost incurred for the current rollout is an estimated $80,000. Bell says that number will double as the expansions continue and that funding is coming from the local and state levels. Superintendent Frisella says that these measures will help level the playing field for all of the students in the Chapel Hill Carborough school system. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We're hearing a lot today about the threat of measles all over the country that has not been a problem thus far here in North Carolina. But flu deaths, that is a different story. Health officials in North Carolina say 9 more people have died from flu-related symptoms, raising the death toll for the season to 152. The latest report continues a downward trend in the weekly report, so it is getting better. Since flu deaths peaked at 40 during the week ending January 3rd, the subsequent weeks have shown a decline. Last week, 12 people died. This week, 9. Of the total number of flu deaths, 125 out of the 152 are age 65 or older. In another sign that the flu is actually on the decline, 4 major triad hospitals lifted their visitor restrictions yesterday. The House is poised to once again send the Senate a constitutional amendment to protect property owners' rights when North Carolina governments take land for projects. The chamber on Thursday tentatively approved a measure narrowing the scope of eminent domain. The law would ask voters in 2016 to change the state constitution so private property condemnation could be done only for a public use, like roads, schools, and utility lines. The amendment also would require jury trials when requested to determine just compensation for taking such land. The measure was approved 111-4. A final House vote is expected next week. The House has passed similar measures four times since a U.S. Supreme Court decision opened the door for condemnation for private development projects, but the Senate has not acted. We talk a lot about how Marcus Page is an outstanding student athlete. Certainly he's an outstanding basketball player, but here's more evidence for you. UNC Tar Heel basketball standout Marcus Page has been selected to the Capital One Academic All-District Team. This is the second consecutive year that Page has earned that particular honor. Last year, the Tar Heel guard went on to earn second-team Academic All-America. The Iowa native, Page, is majoring in journalism and history. He's doing all that while leading the Tar Heels in scoring, assists, three-point field goals, three-point percentage, and steals. He's the team leader in all those different categories. He's second of the team in free-throw percentage for good measure. And that's only because Nate Britt is just outstanding at the free throw line. Vanderbilt's Luke Cornett, Belmont's Craig Bradshaw, Virginia Tech's Kristen Beyer, and Radford's Kyle Noreen join Page on the District 3 first team. So that really is an amazing feat. 8:39 at WCHL coming up. We're going to talk to Nikki Morse, and we also have today's commentary from the old rabble-rouser, Wes Hair.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Now's the time to register for your chance to be part of our 5th Annual Healthiest You Challenge. Join WCHL and Chapelboro, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, as we help another 64 challengers on their journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou now to submit your registration by February 11th. We'll randomly select our 64 challengers who will each get a free 6-week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, progress monitoring, access to health education programs, and more. At the end of the challenge, winners will get a 1-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. So visit chapelboro.com for more details and to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Metamont and in Cary, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman Huntoon and Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Enter online at chapelboro.com by February 11th. Here's to the healthiest you in 2015.
Boy, that's exciting. We got lots of exciting stuff going on right now. In fact, it's not even time for the NCAA tournament, but we have a bracket challenge going on right now at chapelboro.com. And Nikki Morse, what's that all about?
Well, we've got the best of bracket that's going to be all about entertainment, and you're picking the number one place for entertainment around Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, and the area. So make sure you get your votes in, because this competition is going to let you pick your favorite over 5 weeks. We're going to narrow down the favorite entertainment spots tournament style, and we're going to then name the awarded favorite on March 12th. So just make sure you go to chapelboro.com, see all the favorite places, match them up, and put your vote in now. And plus, you can actually win a $25 gift card to a local restaurant because of it.
We got so many entertainment options.
Mm-hmm. You know. I was surprised at how many.
Yeah.
Granted, I mean, I venture out to all of them all the time.
Yeah, sure.
So I should know.
Every night.
Every night, yes.
Yeah. Every night, every day. Anyway, it's hard to slow you down. I know.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at what you came in here to actually talk about. And that is traffic, if you don't mind. And
not
traffic
at all.
Brought to you by the Orange County Agricultural Summit. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment here. But here's Nikki with what's happening on the roadways.
Thanks, Ron. Traffic is starting to ease up around the area. We do have a couple of problems, mainly in Durham. An accident on northbound Durham Freeway at Austin Avenue. It's off to the shoulder, but it's causing delays that start just after Ellis Road. And we have a crash that's still in the cleanup stages that involved a downed power pole on Fayetteville Road just north of Lawson. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Well, listen, we'll hear your news updates throughout the day at the bottom of the hour.
You got it.
It's a highlight of my day.
Thanks.
And see you back, presumably see you back here Monday morning.
You got it.
You never know.
You never know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The Orange County Agricultural Summit is in its 17th year now, and it happens on the 16th of this month. That is 10 days away from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. To register, all you have to do is go to orangecountync.gov. They have all the details there. Now, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather is brought to you by Town Hall Grill. It is 23 degrees in Chapel Hill, finally beginning to warm up a little bit. We're going to have a high today about 45. Mostly sunny. Our low overnight, 18 degrees. We're right now up to 23. Variable heat wave going on. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Not as cold with a low in the middle 20s. Saturday, sunny. Not as cool with a high in the middle 50s. Windy Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. Clear skies on Saturday night, but the overnight low about 35. Finally, above freezing. And then on Sunday, mostly sunshine. Good day. Some strong winds late in the day, but our high up around 65 degrees. How about that? Town Hall Grill, located in Southern Village. Town Hall Grill is perfect for a great meal. Don't forget, after Carolina's home games, show your ticket and get 10% off anything to eat and drink at Town Hall Grill.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Valentine's Day and HK on J, the same day. Each year on February 14th, lovers and friends exchange cards, candy, gifts, flowers with their special Valentines. This day of romance we call Valentine's Day, named for a Christian martyr and dates back to the 15th century. On this year's Valentine's Day, 02-14-15, I'm also going with my Valentine, a singing member of the Triangle Raging Grannies, to the 9th historic Thousands on Jones Street, the 9th annual mass mobilization. Not a moment, but a movement in Raleigh for the whole state. Last year, over 80,000 people jam-packed Fayetteville Street to Jones Street. This 2015 HK on J is a love and justice movement, a forward together moral movement. The years of HK on J movements have become the foundation garment for the powerful moral movement. Come and join this Valentine's Day HK on J, focusing on voting rights for all, raising the minimum wage for labor rights, calling for quality schools and education equality, health care, Medicare expansion, women's health and environmental justice, equal protection under the law, in immigration rights. I've been to the first date and feel a real sense of challenge and inspiration with this fine mix of race, culture, age, all joined in a truly motley crew of folk joining in a true commitment and affirming forward together, not one step back. I hope I'll see you there, folks. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, it's 847 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
I got an assignment for you. Think about and then write down five books that changed your life. I got this assignment the other day from Charlotte Observer writer Danny Powell, who many people in Chapel Hill know. She just said, do a sentence or two about each one. Well, almost every book that I read changes my life, just at least a little bit. Great literature in the recent books I've read for North Carolina Book Watch and for WCHL's Who's Talking have inspired me and opened doors of understanding. But thinking about all these books and which ones really made a big change turned out to be a tough but a very fun exercise. It's like writing a mini memoir. So I'm telling you, give it a try. And here are the five that made a big difference for me in the order that I read them. First of all, the book Booker T. Washington and the Negro's Place in American Life. In 1955, when I was 14 or 15 years old, my parents brought that book home. It was written by their friend, Davidson College history professor Sam Spencer. That book, well, about Booker T. Washington, it told his story of trials and triumphs in the segregated society of my region. And when I finished reading it, I was much better prepared to welcome the dynamic changes in race relations and otherwise that the next 60 years would bring. Later, both my father and Dr. Spencer would serve Davidson College as college president. Second book, Modern College Physics by Harvey E. White. Dr. White taught an excellent filmed 30-minute series of lectures and demonstrations that it was used to teach physics at my high school, North Mecklenburg High School, in 1957 and 58. His filmed lectures followed his college textbook that I got a copy of, and I used to master that hard class. And the next year, the same book was the text for my college freshman physics course. That book and a lot of hard work helped me succeed in a tough course. And it gave me the confidence to tackle other challenging courses and projects later on. Third, the Old Testament. And as taught vividly by Davidson College professor Tom Clark, who drew vivid images on the blackboard to illustrate the text, gently opening doors to Bible scholarship that challenged and strengthened faith. As many of you may know, Tom Clark later turned his artistic talents into a thriving business, creating gnomes and other forest figures that sold hundreds of thousands of copies all over the world. Fourth book, The World Almanac and Book of Facts, 1985 edition, which, based on early election returns, incorrectly reported my victory in the 1984 congressional elections. A copy of that book in our home library reminds me regularly of that transformative experience, how much I owe to those who helped me, and how close we came, and how lucky it was that the result turned out the way it did. Fifth book, and last one, Frank Porter Graham and the 1950 Senate Race in North Carolina by Julian Pleasants and Gus Burns. That book opened the door to my understanding better the bitter struggle between conservative and progressive forces and the poisonous role that race has played in North Carolina politics. So there are my five. Take a minute and write down the five books that meant something special to you. This exercise will, I promise, be a happy experience. This is D.G. Martin.
Well, thank you, D.G. You can listen to Who's Talking with D.G. Martin on the weekends here on WCHL. 8:52, I'm Rod Stutson. Let me tell you, there are a lot of folks excited right now, a lot of people who made New Year's resolutions and then just kind of fell off the wagon. You know, a lot of people make resolutions to lose weight, to get in shape, and sometimes those resolutions don't last very long. Have you registered for your chance to be part of our 5th Annual Healthiest You Challenge? This is an amazing event and a 6-week-long event. There's less than a week left, so you can get involved if you'd like to, and it's a random drawing, so you got to get your name in there. So many people want to be a part of this, and some people aren't able to because there's a limited number. WCHL and ChapelBrew.com, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, will help another 64 challengers on a journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. You can visit ChapelBrew.com/healthiestyou today to submit your registration. The deadline on this is only 5 days away. Or randomly select 64 challengers who will each get a free 6-week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, access to health education programs, and more. Now, at the end of the challenge, the winning team, will get a 1-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Enter online at chapelbrew.com to join in this year's Healthiest You Challenge. Trust me, this is a really big deal, and if you get involved in it, you're going to have a lot of fun, and it will make a big difference in your life. 854 WCHL, good morning.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. We have products for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and we can save you money at the same time. We also have the absolute lowest rates in the Triangle for young drivers. Call us today at 919-933-4000 or stop by at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
Can chocolate and running go together? Sure. Cornucopia Cancer Support Center treats you to both with the Chocolate 5K on Saturday, February 7th, and the 15th annual A Chocolate Affair on February 8th. All proceeds from these sweet events help your friends and neighbors affected by cancer with support groups, counseling, and other oncology support services. Indulge yourself. Purchase your tickets today at cancersupport4u.org or call Cornucopia at 919-401-9333. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day, what is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? This is a word that you probably actually heard in conversation as opposed to some of the words that Wayne has had throughout the week. What is the word? I'll give you a hint. It starts with a T. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL. Give me the answers to those questions, and you can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And, as always, it's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Tune in every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes...
On behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program!
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Arts Spot in WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
All right, I just talked to Mike Komovitz. Mike Komovitz called in with a word of the day on WCHL. Wayne's word is tantalize. T-A-N-T-A-L-I-Z-E. Tantalize means to tease or torment. And Wayne told this complicated story about some ancient king who was tantalized, and I didn't even want to get into that. But at any rate, tantalize is our word of the day. Mike Komovitz gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, and it's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Thanks very much.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Here I am. It is exactly a minute before 9 o'clock, and WCHL gives me just enough time to tell you about the weather forecast for your entire weekend. The Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. And I'll go ahead and tell you that Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. You might want to try their Sunday brunch. It's amazing. All right, it is 24 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunshine today. High today in the middle 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not as cold, with the lows in the middle 20s. Saturday, sunny, not as cool, high in the middle 50s. Some strong winds tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, low 35. Then on Sunday, believe this or not, mostly sunny, with a high of 65. It's 9 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL.